Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Macioas for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Galehouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz takes first base on ball four. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns won. And the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Boudreaux moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mack. Stevens moves to second. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Zarrilla steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0 for 1 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Galehouse covering, for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. Mack moves to third. One out. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schultz for a passed ball. Mack scores. Feller moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-2 in the game. Macchioz hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Ross reaches second base with a double. Feller scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to first to double up Zerilla. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-3 in the game. Macchioz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuillan throws the ball into Berardino, who tags Macchioz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman strikes out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Schultz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.